So we are in the Kapelle, and we're sitting in front of the trolley, which is itself sitting on a plastic water bottle, as you can hear. And we want to open the trolley to see what is inside and how it works, because the trolley in this installation, in the sound installation, it is moving on this plastic water bottle, basically crushing it while its handle is moving over it back and forth. And this movement back and forth is created through a mechanism that is inside the trolley. It's quite a simple mechanism. It's a motor that is controlled by an Arduino, which is on this. There's a metal construction inside the suitcase that holds all the different elements, which is the motor, the Arduino, and then the power comes from a 12-volt battery. And yeah, that's basically how it works. The motor is connected to the wheels, and so it makes the wheels move the trolley very, very slowly back and forth. The speed of the movement and, you know, how much it goes back and forth is programmed into the Arduino patch. And that's basically it. There's also a charger for the battery. So at night, the trolley has to charge for about 10 hours so that it can move during the time of the exhibition. So the setting with the trolley and the water bottle is then picked up by a shotgun microphone, which is hanging on top of the two. I will just turn on the trolley so that you can hear how it's moving. We'll start moving in a second. So now as it's moving, it's starting to crush the plastic water bottle. And the microphone is picking up the sound, and the sound goes into the computer through a reactor patch. It is distributed onto an 8-channel speaker system. The reactor patch is basically, it's not manipulating the sound other than putting a delay onto each of the speakers so that they create an echo of this crushing sound of the water bottle. Then there is a little algorithm based on probability that tells the speakers to be on and off. So you don't have all speakers on all the time, so that there's different patterns or rhythms building up in the space. You know, sometimes the sound comes from one side and then it starts building up from the other. So you have kind of waves of patterns building up and then thinning out again.